Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do you ever talk about death with your children? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith. What a dreadful topic. And I'm not talking about threatening them with death. I'm talking about dealing with the realities of life. You know, the human condition has a 100% mortality. And so that means that we're all going to be facing death, but also we deal with those who have in their family experienced the death of someone. I'm dressed up today. We don't dress up much in our culture these days, but I went to a funeral this morning, a funeral of a dear man who is a legend. We used to call him a living legend, but he died, and it's going to happen to all of us. But in dealing with our friends and family, our children need to understand, how does death impact families and individuals? And sometimes they learn it through the death of a pet or, you know, an animal in the family. But quite often, it's a family member. So it's a great opportunity to talk about how people grieve. And there are many different ways of grieving, and there are healthy ways of grieving. But grief is a reality. We miss something in our lives, and that something is a person or maybe an animal or something that was significant to us. And so it's an opportunity for us to talk about healthy grieving and really being okay with feeling the sense of a loss, but that loss not be a cripple or an anchor to holding us back, but in some way it propels us forward. And so there are books written about grief, death in a family. You can find things in the library on things that are written on a children's level. And so it's worth a conversation. Whenever a situation presents itself, don't be afraid to charge in and address questions that there may not be any good answers for. We don't have all the answers. In fact, sometimes all we have is questions. But there's something comforting about having someone who's alongside you when there are questions, when there is pain, when there is loss. And parents, you can train your children to have healthy grief, healthy loss, and healthy adjustment. So whatever brings it to the conversation, whether it's the death of a friend, the death of an animal, sometimes it's the death of a dream, we can grieve those things as well. And helping your children to feel sad, but to not be taken captive by that sadness, that is something that we as parents need to help our children with. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. If you find the advice here helpful, I encourage you to get my book, Parenting with Influence, by visiting rogersmithmd.com.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.